It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. With the North Bay Report, I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. As the Kincade Fire continues to burn near Geyserville, we take a look at age-old fire prevention techniques used in California for generations. You've likely heard of them as prescribed or controlled burns. Matt Fidler, the creator of the podcast and radio series California Burning, reports Native Californians used fire to maintain the land and their culture for thousands of years.
Native Americans all over California managed forests with fire. This kept the forests healthy because fire kills sick and dying vegetation, gives space for plants that need sunlight, and maintains prairies and meadows for game animals to graze. But many people still seem to think that before European settlers came to California, the land was untouched, an idea widely spread by the father of our national parks, John Muir.
What he didn't realize is that the natural places that they saw were not that way by accident or what you might call just naturally, that humans are a part of the ecosystem. And Native people took care of the land, and the land looked like that because of the interaction between humans and nature. There was no separation.
Margot Robbins is the president of the Cultural Fire Management Council of the Yurok Tribe in Northern California. Her ancestors used fire to maintain the surrounding forest before the practice was outlawed. Now, for the first time in generations, the Yurok are bringing back the practice of what they call cultural burns to manage the forest and to support their way of life.
When we put fire on the land, there's something about it that just, it speaks to your spirit. It's like you connect with it.
I spent a weekend with Margot on the Klamath River on the Yurok Reservation, learning about the way that they're using fire. One of them is to propagate plants that are important to the tribe and that need fire to thrive. Plants like pepperwood, which Margot says is used to help alleviate arthritis, and hazel, which is used for basket making.
Fire actually changes the DNA of the plant, and so it's stronger and more flexible, and it also gets rid of the bugs that eat into the plant.
Together, in a spot the Yurok had burned 18 months earlier, Margot and I gathered basket making materials, which she says will be used to create for her grandchild the first traditional Yurok baby cradle in her family in multiple generations. More than 400 miles south, the Amamutsin tribe near Santa Cruz is also starting to utilize cultural burns again. Valentin Lopez, the tribe's chairman, says for his people, fire serves many purposes.
It's killing the ticks and the fleas and other pests like that in the ground. You know, whenever we pray, we have fire and smoke. Well, this right here is a way of cleansing and blessing the trees, because then whenever that smoke goes up into the trees, it's smudging the trees, it's blessing the trees.
For the Amamutsin, fire is a tool they use to care for Mother Earth, which Valentin says they have a responsibility to do.
You know, if we're going to restore these lands, and we believe the restoration of Mother Earth must be led by indigenous people, because only indigenous people have the moral authority. Creator gave us that obligation. You know, our evidence must last seven generations.
Valentin Lopez and Margot Robbins shared much, much more with me about how California was carefully cultivated by Native Americans through the use of fire. In Chico, California, I'm Matt Fidler.
You can hear the full story on California Burning, airing Sunday morning at 10 on Radio 91. Learn more at norcalpublicmedia.org.